Hello, and welcome back to It's Not That Important. I'm your host, Mary.
And I'm another host, Laura.
And today, for the first time, we have a special guest.
I'm so excited.
Should we say her name?
Yeah.
3, 2, 1. Courtney!
Hello.
Yes.
That's so exciting.
Welcome.
Her face is way more excited than her voice, just want to say.
It's true.
It's true. So right now, ladies, we are in Utah, the great state of Utah.
Great state.
This is our third fall break that we're spending together.
First one in Utah.
First one in Utah. Okay, so Courtney and Laura have been friends for like my whole life, basically.
Longer.
And so can you give us a little backstory of your friendship, like a brief synopsis?
Yeah, I moved to Washington State in middle school, and Courtney and I were in the same homeroom, but we didn't really hang out until a teacher made us partners on a science project.
Bob's car.
We had to like figure out how it exploded or something.
Yes.
Bob's car.
It was like, that was the name of the assignment, like Bob's car.
It was the science class. Mr. Petticord.
I didn't like him.
Yes.
I liked him.
I've heard stories about this man.
Yeah. And we just bonded over that assignment. We laughed hysterically. And then it was like, wait, you love the Lord? I love the Lord. You like to laugh at really dorky things? I like to laugh at really dorky things. And
then we really had no other classes after that.
Never. That was the
all the way through high school.
Yeah. But didn't go to the same college or anything.
You stayed friends.
Yeah.
Since then.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So that.
It's like 30 years.
30 years.
More than.
I'm going to stick with 30.
Yeah.
Whoa.
I haven't had my birthday yet.
Wow. So, you've been friends longer than I've been alive.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Talk about that.
But that's so cool.
Yeah.
That's like, you have so much friendship and history together.
Yep. It's pretty fun.
And they let me hang out with them.
Yeah. So we like you. We are so glad you do.
It's fun. Yeah. So, Courtney is one of our first listeners, actually. One of our faithful few.
Honored to first. Listen.
Yes. So, got the link first. We sent it to her. Feedback, please. And ever since then, we've been wanting her to be on the podcast.
Absolutely.
So when we figured out we were coming to Utah, Laura and Courtney were like, what movie can we watch together?
I think you actually gave me 3 choices.
Yeah.
Oh, did you?
Mm-hmm.
And Courtney, would you like to tell us which one we landed on?
You've Got Mail. The all-time classic.
I love this movie.
I want to know a little bit of history. Like, have you guys watched this movie together?
I don't know.
I'm not sure, but this is my mom. My mom has like 10 movies that she'll watch.
Okay.
Over and over and over again.
Yeah.
This is in her top 10.
Top 10.
I'm pretty sure I've seen this at least 50 times. Not kidding.
Wow.
Yeah.
So that's why, like, multiple times on this trip, you've quoted this movie.
Yes. My whole family can quote this movie.
Mm-hmm.
F-O-X.
Correct.
Yes. I get it now.
Yeah. Different times this week, Courtney and I have, like, quoted it, and Mary's been like, okay. And then we would look at her when the quote was, or I at least looked at her, like, did you catch that? This is what we've been saying.
Uh-huh.
It's our godfather, if you will.
Yes.
Nice. I get that. go ahead.
One of the things I think is so funny about this movie is I looked it up to check the date, but it came out in 1998. And I'm pretty sure I saw it with our other friend since junior high, Jen, because you might have been there. I don't know.
Maybe.
I remember seeing it in the theater, and when it opens, they have that dial-up sound, and then AOL goes, "You've got mail." And I just remember leaning over because it was you or Jen. My head, it's Jen, but
probably was.
And I looked at her and I was like, just whispered, "That's the best sound ever." Because at that point, I had like this guy in Florida that I emailed with all the time.
The missions trip boy.
The mission trip guy.
About him.
And it was like we emailed every day. And so I'd race home from school, and he lived on the East Coast, so he'd email after school, and then I'd get it later. And it was like, yes, he replied.
So, like, you identified with that part.
Oh, my gosh. Big time.
I still hear that, You've Got Mail. My dad still has that as his sound when there is an email coming through. He changed it so it still says you've got
mail. Like on his computer?
Yeah, when he logs in.
And oh my gosh.
I love that.
Yep.
Your dad sounds iconic, honestly.
And he's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
I love him. Yeah.
Did
you know, fun fact about this movie,
yes,
that this is actually
me.
A remake movie.
It's a remake?
Is it of a remake of Shop Around the Corner?
Yeah, with Jimmy Stewart.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What? There's yeah. another one?
So that one is like Christmas. It's more of a Christmas movie, but so at Christmas you should watch that.
Oh,
I will be.
It's one I've never watched it, but I'm always like, this is like You've Got Mail olden days. Where they
it's
actually
much,
wrote letters, right?
Yeah, it's a much different, so... You've Got Mail is a much happier version of Shop Around the Corner.
Oh, no. Oh. We have to watch
it's
it.
Still, you should. You still need to watch
Wait,
it.
Wait, Christmas movies are all about love.
Well, I'm not going to give it all away to you.
Oh, no.
You'll like it. I watched it again several times. So
okay.
You're okay.
So maybe we'll do a follow-up episode about that.
I love this idea.
Do you guys have opening thoughts you want to start with?
I have to say, when the movie starts and they just do this sweeping tour of her apartment.
Yeah.
Everything in me is like, I want to be her.
Mm.
It's just so like this crazy mishmash, like old and new and color and classic. And I just wish they would come decorate my home. Well, and there's this teal hutch she has. Oh. It's teal and the inside is kind of pink. And I was like, I have a teal hutch. It's still in Washington because it was way too freaking heavy to move.
I remember that hutch.
I was like, I miss that hutch, and how do I get it here? Yeah.
I mean, your current style of house is a good collection of new and old.
Okay.
Our house is very eclectic.
I think hers is just like more feminine than mine is.
I think ours is more simple.
Yeah.
At least our shared living space is more simple. But yeah. I can see it, there's more feminine touches in
her style.
Did you notice that all the houses that they showed, so it would be Meg Ryan, her house, Birdie's, and then Tom Hanks wasn't so much, but the other two, the women, very cluttered. Mm-hmm. There was just a lot of stuff.
Yes.
Which is very different than, you know, now it's about simplicity and being, you know, minimal.
When I saw Birdie's house, I was like, I want to be her. I just loved the way layout of it.
Very
and so
eclectic.
And I know it's funny that the two eclectic houses we see are both, you and I are like, oh yeah.
Yeah.
We love it. The opening scene of like where it's kind of not CGI, but.
Oh, the animated cars
animated.
And city.
Anyway, I was like watching it going, was this like. Mind-blowing
it. I have that written down.
The peak of technology. You're
it was
like,
so
whoa.
Cool.
I literally have. It was so cool back then.
Okay, because I'm just curious watching it now. I'm like, oh, that's cute. And I like how they, you know, they like zoomed in on a place and then it went from the cartoony to the actual person like walking by. But I was like, this had to be just mind-blowing watching it.
I don't remember if it was necessarily mind-blowing, but I did think it was really cool.
Yeah.
So.
It reminds me now of when you're on a road trip and your Apple Maps turn from, like, the classic to all of a sudden you get this close-up of a city. Yep. That's what it reminded me of now.
I loved the setting of New York City. That was fabulous. The hustle and bustle of the people.
Only the pretty parts of New York City.
That was
so true.
So just
the romantic
version of
New York City.
New York City.
There's a scene where they like put their trash in a garbage can, and I was like, "That's not the part of New York I visited."
I've never been to New York, but like watching this movie, I'd be like, "Fall in New York," but knowing like that's just a section, and there, I'm good, you know.
Yeah.
So if you stay in those parts of New York, you will love it all.
Yeah.
I mean, New York is great.
New York City.
I had a good week there, but I don't ever need to go back.
I spent 3 days there, so not enough.
Okay.
But I, you know, I got enough to see what.
I don't.
The basics.
Like traveling. Like I like road tripping. Like this is perfect because we go out, we do a few things, then we come back and we do nothing for a long time. Today we're. Leaving the house again. We left the house this morning. We got coffee. We went and saw some shops. We looked at bookstores and town what is it?
Town Square. Read the plaques.
And we came back and we watched this movie and we're doing a podcast. And tonight we're going back out for dinner.
Hey, now, we left twice yesterday too.
Did we? Oh, we did.
Yeah.
We went to Zion and then we came back and slept. And
we needed more eggs, so we went to the grocery store
after dinner.
Does that count as going out?
Yes, it does.
I would say so.
I put long pants on.
You know, we made the whole 2-minute drive to the grocery store.
Party people.
But that's my version of vacation. Not I walking around downtown New York City,
all
not my thing.
All day.
I think I could change your mind.
Really?
Yeah.
Maybe that's where we need to go next fall break instead.
Eventually, I'm going to get you to Europe. I'm going to get both of you to Europe with me.
Yeah, I have a few more years, so I have to renew my passport.
Well, I just have to say, overall in this movie, Brinkley,
yes,
is like the best dog ever. I mean,
so sweet.
I'm biased to my own dog, Gracie, but yeah, every time I see him, I'm like, oh, I love that dog.
He's just so cute.
He's adorable.
Yeah.
He has his own special part in the movie.
You didn't really pay much attention at all.
I missed it.
That's okay.
I mean, I know he's there, but I like didn't emotionally connect. I'm sorry.
I'm so surprised.
You know, he's the support dog. He's there when he, you know, sends emails.
Yeah.
He's there when he breaks up.
I missed all of that. You know what I was emotionally moved by?
What?
Tell me.
The line where he says, I would send you a bouquet of newly sharpened pencils.
That? Yeah.
I went, I love you, Joe Fox. That's my kind of man.
That is your kind of man. That beginning scene there where they're like, they just wrote back and forth to each other and then they keep passing each other on the street. I'm like, you're right behind, she's behind you. Like, turn around.
That's so funny. I've never watched that scene and felt that way.
But that's like, I think of like dating apps now and yeah, how many I match with and don't really pay attention, and I probably pass them before.
They could be right behind you.
That's terrifying.
You're good right now.
Thank you. I had to look.
Maybe when we go out later.
I did.
For the second time.
We passed someone yesterday that I was like, I feel like I've seen you on a dating app. But I didn't say anything.
Yeah.
Because that'd be weird.
I dare you to say that the next time you see somebody and think that.
You
never know.
Him.
That could be your meet cute.
That's so true.
Tom? Tom from Hinge? Is that you?
Tom.
Tell me your thoughts when you first got a tour of her store, Shop Around the Corner.
Oh, I loved it so much. I wrote down, I want to go to that store. I said it out loud and went, oh no, because our rule is like, you can't really share our thoughts while we're watching the movie. So I said it out loud and I was like, oh my gosh, I can't believe I said that. But I loved, Eloise was on there. Madeline was on there. We had all these like classic books, like Stella Luna, and what were some other ones? I didn't write all of them down.
Raggedy Thomas, Ann. The Toy Engine.
Yes, the
Babar. Mm-hmm.
I don't know how to describe it, but I was like, I want to go to there. Like, I want to be there.
I think that was the scene that we both turned around to look at you. She opened the door. We both knew you'd like it.
Yeah, it was just. It's yeah.
Do you notice he said that coffee was only $2.95?
I did.
I was like, nothing yeah at Starbucks is $2.95. Yeah. Not even a cup of tea is $2.95.
No.
But it's true. If you can't, that scene is where he talks about the fact that, like, if you cannot make decisions in your life, it's the one place that you can go yep and make a strong decision.
Yeah. Tom, he's like six decisions in a row.
I was latte. Like,
yeah. It's a safety place for the people who are.
Although it does cause a lot of stress for a lot of people, too, making those quick decisions, I've heard. But I think going along with that, it is interesting watching this movie, just seeing all the takes about, you know, coffee so cheap, and then talking about, you know, typewriters and how mm-hmm he doesn't want technology to move forward. And I feel like Frank would really struggle in today's environment, seeing all of the advances. And
yeah,
you know, it's scary when you think about that. But even just looking compared from then to now, how much further we've come. So mm-hmm
I would love to know Frank's ideas about like AI.
Oh, I think he'd be living in a bunker somewhere at this point.
Right?
Yeah, Frank is not happy.
He's
no,
not
he's
happy.
Still hanging out with his typewriter. He's probably living out in the middle of some, like, you know,
yeah,
huge piece of land.
I wrote down one of the quotes in one of her emails, and I just thought it was kind of like a cool life pondering question.
Mm-hmm.
But she said, I lead a small life, valuable but small. Sometimes I wonder, do I like it or am I afraid?
great. I don't want to think about this right now.
Just deep thoughts.
Because I'm like, I really love my life, but like, there's parts where you're like, where am I afraid? What should I do?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and all the things she was afraid of and had to face in this movie, and just the growth and the new things she got out of it wasn't all fun, but it ended really cute.
Growth is not fun usually.
But healthy struggle is the engine of growth. Keith McCurdy.
What? Where'd you pull that out from?
The conference I went to in Texas. About it.
That did sound like it.
Do you guys like the smell of Scotch tape?
I've never smelt Scotch tape before.
But now you're going to the next time.
Yeah,
you
now
see
I'm
it.
Curious.
Why?
Because she asked, don't you love the smell of Scotch tape?
What?
That's one of the like first sniffing. Scenes when they go into the bookstore. And she's like in her, like, you know, oblivion because she's just so happy.
Oh,
in all
okay,
of her
okay,
messages.
Okay. Now
and
I'm
then
with
she
you.
Just asked that.
I was trying to picture her and Joe talking.
No.
I was
like, no. She's thinking about him, but.
She was.
She didn't know
she was
yet.
Floating.
She really was. I like how she was, like, talking about how. Asking if it was actually infidelity to be having this relationship with him online.
So that. If you think about through this whole movie and you compare the characters and the relationships, you've got Meg Ryan's character,
mm-hmm.
questionable cheating.
Yes.
You've got Frank, her boyfriend, questionable flirting, strong yep. flirting. Tom Hanks and his girlfriend, cheating,
mm-hmm.
questionable. His dad.
Yep.
Well, and I guess it's not his dad that is, but his dad has a history of that. Mm-hmm. But then his girlfriend... does
yep
with the nanny
yep
so like
and even the girl the fiance was like making advances at him
right
yeah
so it's just like
the
a lot
duration
of
the movie
unhealthy relationships
yeah.
in this but it's funny to think about like how different it was back then with having online relationships someone you've never met online well I've never met him so it doesn't really matter but I'm like if you're having like emotional intimacy with somebody
mm-hmm.
well, and both of them watched their partner leave the house and like
yep it was a secret
they were being sneaky yeah
but they still couldn't figure out if it was
is it really
cheating
is
or
it
not,
not like, yeah
yep it is
I do love the modern family that they have created though in this
gosh I was dying
with Annabelle and Matt and Annabelle's his aunt
yeah
and Matt is his brother. The Annabelle is his grandfather's daughter. And Matt is his dad's son.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So he's the cutest older brother slash
yeah,
uncle
like
ever.
Their relationship was so cute. Like
yeah.
family dynamics
oh,
a
yeah.
disaster. But the way he took them out and spent the time with them.
Yep.
Yeah.
So cute.
Yeah.
I think it kind of leads into too, like this is Tom Hanks, like, he's the nicest, cutest, sweetest villain. I mean, he's the villain in
oh,
this
yeah.
movie. But you love him because mm-hmm. of all of the things that he does. But he still yeah. is one of the villains.
Totally.
So.
Well, you have a whole, like a holistic picture of him.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right? He's not just one dimensional.
Right.
Because he's the villain, mm-hmm. but he's also, like, you're rooting for him the whole time.
Yeah. Like, you want to hate him, but really, you don't want to. You can't. Because you want him to win in the end.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's very weird. It puts the viewer in a very interesting position.
But it's kind of fun that way. I mean, I think
yeah.
so many movies, it's like there's a villain, you want them to fail, and you're like, yes, okay, that was mm-hmm. a successful movie. And this is when you're going back and forth going, I don't like you, but I like you, but I don't.
Yeah.
So I want, I don't know what I want.
Yeah.
So
I feel like it's healthy to have those types of stories every once in a while to make sure, just to like get us out of the typical storyline of stuff, you know?
It's not your typical Hallmark movie.
Yeah.
There is, like, a scene where he's having his aunt sing from, you know, to him, and then it goes to Kathleen Kelly's side, and her all her coworkers are just singing together,
mm-hmm.
and it made me think that we need to have a singing sing-along slash talent show party.
Oh.
Because... this last year we did, for Valentine's Day, we did a PowerPoint party.
Yes.
Everyone came with a PowerPoint prepared, and we entertained each other. It was so fun.
It was a
blast. We laughed hysterically.
Why like, wasn't I invited?
Because you were in Washington.
Yeah.
Darn it.
Just a quick 10,000 miles away.
1,400,
dang
just
it.
So the listeners know.
But like...
10,000 miles.
Same thing.
I was like, how funny would it be to like go, no, we're having a talent show party. You all have to come with like a minute or two.
A talent.
You have to just come share a talent.
So my family has attempted on more than one occasion to try to sing that violin song. Yeah. My dad and my brother-in-law will do the horn. And my sister and I will do the clarinet and the violin. And my nieces will try to jump in. We're never very successful, but we try.
Okay.
It's fun. We laugh. So yeah, you should do that.
That's a lot of pressure.
But I mean, it could be anything. Kind of like we said, your PowerPoint could be anything.
Okay.
There was no limit. Your talent
the
could
limit
be.
Does not exist.
It could be quoting Mean Girls.
Great yep. movie.
It could be quoting movies.
That could be your talent.
A monologue.
Of random movie quotes.
Yep. Just every sentence is a different movie.
But don't quote the movie.
Hey, I'm going to stop talking because this this is giving things away of my ideas. So
okay, I'm just saying.
It's not a bad idea.
Valentine's Day. You have a few months to prepare, ladies. Because we all just assume we don't have dates.
Yep.
I mean, it's rung true for the last few years.
Anyway.
Speaking of, do you remember, Laura? You wouldn't remember this, Mary.
Okay.
You're too young.
Oh, great.
Do you remember spending your time when they switch over from email to AOL instant messaging? Do you remember spending time instant messaging back and forth, sitting on a computer with
I
like
didn't ever really get into it.
Oh, I totally did in college.
100%. I wasn't really into it.
I was so shy back then. That was the one safe place that I could flirt.
Oh.
Wow.
Yeah. Clearly it didn't work, but
hey. That's what I do with dating apps.
Yeah, like I wrote down like the IMing then mm-hmm. was today's dating apps. And yeah. then moving when they went from the email to the direct message, like the IM, I was like, oh, that's moving it from the apps to texting. Yeah. Like there's yeah. this whole new level.
Yeah.
Have either of you seen the Godfather movies?
No.
So good.
Have you? I haven't seen them.
They're fantastic.
But now I want to because I often quote Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Wednesday.
Is that from?
It's from the Godfather.
He wasn't just like making it up.
No, they're real quotes.
Yeah.
And I watched this many, many, many times before I ever watched The Godfather.
So it had different context.
Yeah. Okay, you know in the, like, Keira Knightley Pride and Prejudice movie?
Yes.
My least favorite version. But, ooh. Okay.
We can still be friends.
Courtney's face.
I mean, I love every Pride and Prejudice movie, but
yeah.
I did go to Europe and see a lot of the scenes that movie was
I take it back. The Mormon one is worse.
Yeah. Oh, true.
So sorry, Utah. True.
That one's really bad.
And the Mormon one is worse.
It's way worse.
There's that, like, scene where, like, the hand flex thing.
Yeah.
The people swoon over, which I just don't get.
And he helps her into the carriage and then walks away and flexes his hand.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't get that scene. It does nothing for me, and I just don't understand it.
It's okay.
But when Joe Fox walks up to the park and they look at each other and he kind of shrugs like, yeah, it's me.
Mm-hmm.
That is my hand flex moment. I melt every time he shrugs like that.
I do too. I would melt over that versus the hand. I mean, I understand the hand flex, but that doesn't make me melt the same way that Joe Fox showing up does.
The hand flex, I always feel like he's like, ew. Like,
well, that's what it's meant to make you question. Like, is it because he loves her or because he's grossed out or hates her?
I don't know.
That's the excitement of that particular experience.
See, I don't find that
Whereas,
exciting.
Like, Joe Fox, it's always he is the...
He loves her.
Yeah, that's his moment.
They would pick out movies for as long as we both shall live.
Yeah.
Friends to lovers, my favorite trope.
So the scene, there's so many scenes when she's sick and he comes over and he brings her flowers. Mm-hmm. I love all of those scenes, but there's a couple of scenes in there that are my favorite.
Mm-hmm.
One, okay, do you guys notice this one? When he comes over and he brings her daisies and he tells her she needs to go sit down, so he's putting the flowers in the vase. And then he says, do you want tea? So he's making her tea. But then he is asking her if she wants honey, but it sounds like he's calling her honey mm-hmm. in the way the conversation
yes.
works. I love that scene.
I yeah. never realized he was asking if she wanted honey. I've always thought.
That took me years.
That's an interesting term of endearment.
Yeah. But it took me years to realize, like, no, he's actually asking if she wants honey. But do you think they did that intentionally?
Yeah, it seems like an intentional choice.
Yeah.
It stopped me because I was like, it sounded like intentional for him. He knows how he's asking it.
Yeah. I also love the fact that she let him tuck her in to bed.
I know.
It's like, because when you're homesick and you're feeling disgusting, would you ever open the door for a guy that you hate?
Right.
Come in, sit down in your bed next to you, and tuck you into bed. No.
This had
just
all
so sweet.
Yeah. It was very sweet. I liked that. I wrote down
genuine.
Bringing over flowers because she's sick was hot. So
it's true for all the men out there.
Yeah,
flowers.
What do you think the friendliest flower is? I do love white daisies.
I know. A lot of this, I was like, is this where Laura started? Like, you love the daisies.
I do.
The decor was eclectic.
Yeah.
The man.
Actually.
Yeah.
I could see you with him.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Books.
Do you base your life on You've Got Mail?
That's what I'm wondering now, because so much of it, I'm like, it's just very you.
Don't base your life on that, we know. But
I'm moving to New York.
No.
New York City.
New York. I don't know if there's a friendly. I think all flowers are friendly. I'm like the girl on Love is Blind. I thought a lot about Love is Blind during this movie.
I did too.
Did you?
I didn't think about Love is Blind at all.
Oh,
even
my
though
gosh.
We've been watching it.
I don't know why.
I know,
I was
I'm
like,
sorry.
The flowers. What's the friendliest flower? I like all flowers.
When he shushed her, I was like, ooh, just like Alex did to Tim, put her hand over his mouth.
But he did it in a way because
he was
so trying
gentle.
To help her from regretting it later.
That was that moment I was like, that sexual tension was insane.
Yeah.
During that scene. Yeah. That was crazy. They did great. Speaking of Love is Blind, we're on season 7.
Yes.
We're watching season 7. Ramses, we don't all like. But I just felt like Frank was so Ramses-coded.
Snotty.
Like,
snotty,
hate the government. Like, well, he didn't really
smarter
hate
than
the
everyone
government,
else.
But
his opinion is the only opinion.
It's his way or the highway if you don't. Yeah, it was just like, you guys are so
intellectually intellectual speak but saying nothing.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
So attractive.
Okay, well, I have to talk about the soundtrack.
Okay.
Yes, please.
Because I love this soundtrack. I love all of it. I think I own it. There's so many amazing songs in it that just really fit each scene, and I love the way they put it together.
Yeah, when we were about to watch it, you were asking if it was okay to sing along. And I was like, I mean, it's totally fine to sing along, but it intrigued me. Because you're a music girl.
Mm-hmm. I know some things.
Yeah.
I know some songs.
Yeah.
I can't remember the important things in life, but I can pull a song from 98 out of the back of my head somewhere.
Exactly. Well, the whole trip, not just the game in the car. I've been like, you're a music girl. And so I was like, well, it must be good music if Courtney's wanting to sing along.
It's memorable, that's for sure.
It is. It's a great soundtrack. I liked it. I wrote down a couple questions here for you guys, along with some research I did. So
I'm ready.
Yeah. First of all, first question, would you date a guy who had to be removed from his apartment by a crane?
No.
Okay.
I like to be home a lot, but I
not
also
that much.
Not that much.
Got it.
The whole discussion about going out.
Yeah.
I mean, clearly we don't have to go out far, but I would be able to go out at some point.
Yeah.
Without having to get equipment involved.
Yes.
Well, I take that back. Certain equipment, you know, wheelchairs are okay.
Okay.
Yeah. The crane is just so invasive.
Yeah.
Like, that's just going to ruin the infrastructure of your home.
Right. Everybody's day, too,
right.
On the street.
It takes so long.
Yeah.
It's not like I have a crane. I can just be like, all right, come on.
I know. The couple times I had to do that, that was insane.
You're ridiculous.
So, my next question is when they're talking about the 152 things, they're trying to figure out 152.
Yeah.
I'm like, what item would you happily have 152 of?
Okay, so did you make a list of them?
No.
Because I
this
remember
is
there's the.
Whatever you would.
Oh, so it doesn't even have to be in the movie.
Oh. so what are the 152 things I would be okay you
would be okay owning yourself.
Oh, like if I had 152 coffee mugs, is that excessive?
152 coffee mugs.
Got it.
152 water bottles.
152 books.
152 book. Is that what your answer
I'm
would
good
be?
Having 152 books.
The only thing I can think of, because you said it, and it's a long-standing joke in my households.
Yeah.
With my roommates. I probably have. I mean, I don't have 152.
I'm scared.
I have a lot of water bottles. I have a lot of water bottles.
Okay.
And there is a joke because I get at least one water bottle or some kind of container to hold liquid from at least one friend every year.
Hmm.
And, you know, you need water bottles.
You do.
Hydration is very important. Mm. But
you know
that
what they say.
Hydrate or dihydrate.
That's what they say.
That is what they say, whoever they are.
I am they.
It's
I don't know. We didn't have water bottles or hydration when we were kids, but we're still alive. So
I would also love to have 152 bowls.
I could see
of
that.
All various shapes and sizes.
Colors, patterns, size. Oh, my gosh. I love bowls so much.
I think we had that before we cleaned out the kitchen.
Not 152.
I mean, close.
If I didn't stop myself from buying every bowl I fall in love with.
Yes.
152 decorative birds.
Absolutely not.
Oh, I probably have at least 152 ornaments.
Wow.
I've been given
That's a lot.
I've been given ornaments every year, multiple every year since I was born. I have a pretty hefty ornament collection now from friends and family, and it's built up.
Okay.
So that one I think already is.
Yeah.
Well, I can't put them all on the tree anymore because there's three of us that are in the house. And
you
so
need your own separate tree.
Yeah, I try to cycle through them every year. So I pick a few from
my
stash. And then
okay.
The other one I would be okay with is 152 like comfy sweatshirts.
Yeah.
Ugh.
I love them.
Yeah. I would really like 152 pairs of socks.
Wow.
Just so that I wouldn't have to like wash my socks every day.
But see, that's a good one. You can
not
keep
every
it
day.
Small and contained in a smaller.
Exactly.
One big drawer could fill all that.
I was also thinking mini figurines, but I feel like if I brought someone home.
Mini figurine?
Like, you know that seal you got me?
Yes.
Like that.
Okay.
Like the tiny
it's
little
not like porcelain dolls or anything.
No.
Like that.
But I'm like thinking in my room currently, like if
the best
I
gift ideas.
No, I don't need them. If I in my bedroom currently, if I took all the books off my bookshelves and just had 152 various mini figurines.
Your new apartment.
I know.
I see some decoration ideas.
I get a boyfriend and I'm like, hey, this is where I live. Like, that's a deal breaker, I'm sure, for
come
him.
Come into my room and see all my birds.
Okay, so comment
this
if any of
Laura.
These are deal breakers to the listeners.
Yep. So, 152
great question.
Pairs of socks and or figurines.
I would do bowls or books.
You love alliteration.
I do bowls, books, and birds.
And yours would be
sweatshirts
and
water bottles, I guess.
Thank you, guys.
Do you want more Christmas ornaments?
Well, so the ornament tradition started when I was a kid because my mom gives us ornaments to remember the major things that happened.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, when I go back to my ornaments now, I look back and I'm like, oh, that was when we got our dog Annie, or oh, that's when I made it to Nationals, and oh, that was when I graduated from college. So they all have, it all started from the place of, like, wonderful memories. Mm-hmm. And then it's just kind of grown over the years from different people giving me.
Because you're not 152 years old.
I'm not. No. Thank you for
I just wanted the listeners to know Courtney is, in fact, not 152.
No, I'm not.
It's just people have added to your collection.
Yeah, that has just become a...
Got it.
I don't know why. Apparently I look like somebody that just needs a lot of ornaments.
You do. When I look at you, I think ornament.
That's the first thing that comes to mind.
I have the one thing I did research with and then my note. I did a little ChatGPT of like what an anonymous dating profile name would be for each of us.
Oh
yes.
Oh my gosh.
Wow.
Because we had NY
152.
NY 152. Shot. Yep. Mm-hmm. So, Courtney, yours is Moonlight Muse.
Why?
I don't know. Ask ChatGPT.
What did you put in about me that...
I said, what is a good... Not what is a good... What is a anonymous dating app profile name for Courtney?
Oh, you didn't put any facts about
her. Oh, there was nothing about me.
Oh, no.
Because gotcha. I feel like you'd have to do it...
No.
You'd have to put in a little bit, because that's how they got theirs.
I was trying to watch the movie, you guys.
I know.
I was trying to watch the movie. I can't do everything all at once.
Sorry.
I will have to say, when you think of me, do you think, and I'm looking at Laura. You think,
Mary. Moonlight Muse.
Do you think of?
No.
Well, you're going to love yours.
Oh, no.
Cosmic Luna.
What website were you on?
ChatGPT.
Were you in like the astrology section?
Wait for mine.
Oh, gosh.
Serene Whispers.
Gross.
Okay. No.
Yeah.
I hate it.
You're welcome.
You need to do it based
on
things
about
us.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. Hey, Mary, thank you so much for thinking about us.
No.
Gosh, I'm just getting roasted in this episode. Courtney's never coming back on.
I will if you put something that's more
specific. Okay, Moonlight Muse.
Somebody who loves darkness and nighttime.
Yeah. Okay, sorry. Humidifier fan.
Only in Arizona.
Humidifier fan, late directionless. How's
that's me.
Is that better?
The logical, always prepared.
That's what you want your name to be.
Midnight.
How is that? I'm sorry. Logical, always prepared is going to be your dating app name. That's better.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
But
that's rough, girl.
I mean, Muse just sets off some like pretty sketchy.
Okay. We're at this point. We probably should get a little bit more sketchy. It's been a long time.
All right. There we go.
All right, what is mine? Cosmic what? Luna?
Cosmic Luna. At least it has your initial in it.
So true.
Oh, true. Well, I guess I have.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. Better than late and directionless.
Well, you wanted a name that was about you.
You came up with that really fast.
Yep.
Okay. I've got it written down. Not even. Creating a profile.
Oh, gosh.
Thank you for writing it down, at least.
Yeah.
Jeez Louise.
There you go.
Serene Whispers, done.
Serene Whispers. I don't even know. Oh, I have to talk about, okay, Meg Ryan. Meg Ryan has had some pretty classic haircuts over the years, especially during that period of time.
Okay.
This was one of my favorite ones of hers.
Yeah.
The short haircut.
So cute.
Yeah. Not many people, I think, can pull it off the way that she does.
I think we should go get matching Meg Ryan haircuts right now.
I'm one that could not pull that off. I'm just going to say that right now.
You guys want to cut mine? We have time.
We are not cutting your hair.
I mean, I essentially tried that. You only wanted a little, and I thought, nope. Meg. I mean, that would have been right around.
Yeah, had the Meg Ryan haircut. Way less layers, but yeah.
Don't.
That's
start
so you went
Meredith. Hair at midnight.
You went high, and the other friend went low.
Probably.
And then
just for preface right here, Laura and Courtney and another friend thought it would be a good idea to cut Laura's hair. One person starting on one side and the other person starting on the other. To meet in the middle.
We were 17. We were about to go to Mexico to build houses. It was going to be hot.
Yeah.
Laura had really, really long hair. And I think you were thinking, I'm going to be really hot in Mexico. We were sleeping in tents. We were...
You didn't want to just
using
like
porta potty bathrooms. It was going to be real gross.
Do I ever want to put it in? I always want to cut it off.
Yeah.
When it's hot.
So the night before we were going to leave to actually drive into Mexico, like midnight, Laura was like, cut my hair. Let's just do it. Meredith started on one side. I started on the other. We thought, yeah, genius.
Yeah.
We met in the middle. We did not meet in the middle. We met in very different spots in the middle. And then our friend Nicole tried to fix it.
Nicole tried to fix my hair on multiple church retreats.
I don't think Laura's mom really liked me for a while after that.
No, because we did it again senior year.
I didn't do it.
Nicole did. And I got off the bus and my mom was like, don't you ever let someone cut your hair again.
Yeah.
She was so mad.
Like, sorry, mom, can't help it. It's like your one rebellious thing you did.
I know. That was wild.
Are we ready for scores?
I'm ready.
Yep. Storyline.
I said five.
Five.
Rewatch?
Five.
I mean, I've seen it about 50 times.
What'd you write under that?
Easily seen this 50 times.
Nice.
So five.
I said five as well.
Nice.
Family friendly?
5.
I said 4 because of all of the cheating storylines.
Mm-hmm. I did a 4.5 because I was conflicted.
I feel like as a kid, all that stuff flew over my head. So sometimes I just think family-friendly kids aren't going to get it.
As a kid, I did. Yeah, it didn't really register. But as an adult.
It's
yeah.
true. And there was like, I didn't register much swearing. There's was there swearing?
There was a little bit, but okay. not much.
There wasn't like sex. There wasn't. So I was like, okay, it's pretty.
There was like one kiss at the end of the movie. It was like a hug kiss.
Yeah. Yeah. Music.
4.
Oh. 5.
I also gave it a 5.
I wrote, I don't remember it. Okay. But I know, like, I love how it fit in the movie. So I gave it a 4 because I couldn't think of a thing. But I'm not a music person. So, yeah.
It's okay.
Okay. Location.
5.
I gave it a 4.
Whoa.
I really loved the location. I loved New York. I loved, but at the same time, I was like, it's the romanticized version of New York. Yeah. So it's not real life.
I gave it a 5 for New York City. Costumes.
I gave it a 4. I Whoa. Love Georgia's sweaters.
Mm-hmm.
I love Kathleen Kelly style, but I took off a 0.5 for her pants and a 0.5 for Tom Hanks' haircut. But other than that, like the cardigans and the like business, like the way they're dressed for work in New York.
I did 4. I mean, it was fine.
You're going to hate me for this one. I gave it a 2.
Whoa.
The thing I don't, we've talked about this before in my family, I believe. The thing I don't like about, I love the classic look, the classic styles. Do you notice how much brown and tan they wear?
Yeah, that's it. That's all.
All of it. It's all brown and tan, with the exception of the little girl. It. But you got to mix things up a little bit. Like, it's too just, much.
To me, it just fit the city.
It fit New York City.
New York City is about style and like flair. And no.
And it was the night. It's all seasons. 90s.
They're in the spring. They're in the fall. They're in the winter. They hit them all.
Her dress at the end when they meet at the park.
Super
cute. The cardigan.
Yeah.
Tan.
I love it.
Her cardigan is like a super pale blue, so it basically blends in with the dress.
I love all of it.
Yeah.
That's okay. We can have differing opinions.
I like the fact that it made the gardens around her really mm-hmm. pop, because what she was wearing was basically non-existent. So
that's what I feel like. If the costuming and what they're wearing and everything is dull, it's to bring focus on something else.
Which I'm fine with. It was just a little too dull, right? Like, that's fair. I mean, I liked her outfits. I just wish there was, you know, a little bit of color here.
Overall.
Mathematically, mine was a 4.67.
Yeah, I didn't do the math. I just gave it a 5.
It's okay. 4.75.
Would you like me to do the math on mine?
No.
I actually don't want to, because I don't want the costumes to take away from the amazingness mm-hmm. of this movie.
Yeah, and it would.
So I give it a 10.
Okay.
Wow. 10 Julies.
10 out of 5 Julies. Wow.
One of the all-time best 90s movies.
I agree.
Well, thanks for listening to...
Our special edition.
Thank you, Courtney.
Thank you for having me.
For coming all the way to Utah just to do this. Yeah. Here we go. Are you ready?
I'm ready. Your movie is next.
Oh, we already watched that. Oh.
What's next?
Standing ovation.
Is that the title?
That's.
I thought you were hyping it up. Oh, like you were no. so excited.
That's the title.
I've never heard of this.
Don't worry. You're going to hate it.
Oh, I love it. All right. Well, until next time, don't talk to strangers online. And
don't ever, under any circumstance,
ever
open a bookstore next to another bookstore. It only ends in disaster and love. Thanks for listening.